Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all blissed? Dr. Shealy, are you blissed?
Yes.
even though Anthony Fauci is not behind bars?
I detach from things I cannot change.
Yeah. What I'm talking about, class, is there is hashtag arrest Fauci. And there are calls for his ousting, his arrest, for something he's done that is absolutely out of control, cruel, and unusual. And what the Daily Mail is saying is Anthony Fauci was involved in NIH funding of cruel experiments on beagles where they were eaten alive by flies. Now, to prevent the noise that these and the cries in pain that these beagles would have made, their vocal cords were cut. So, let me just read some of these bullet points on the Daily Mail. This is a quote starting now. Anger is growing over revelations that U.S. taxpayers funded cruel experiments on dogs. A group of 24 bipartisan lawmakers are demanding answers from Dr. Anthony Fauci after a nonprofit claims he permitted experimental drug testing on dogs. The hashtag #ArrestFauci was trending on Twitter over the weekend as angry social media users demanded arrest of the nation's top infectious disease expert. The White Coat Waste Project alleges that Fauci sent $375,800 to a Tunisian research lab where beagle puppies were force-fed a new drug. The report claims that they were also locked in cages with sandflies that ate them alive and underwent a debarking procedure to keep them quiet. The nonprofit has also revealed that three other experiments involving beagles that were allegedly funded by Fauci. The lawmakers have called the experiments cruel and reprehensible use of taxpayer funds. They expect Fauci to answer to the alleged misdeeds by November 19th, end quote. Any comments, Dr. Shealy, about this outrage?
Well, I consider him one of the most evil people on the face of the earth. And frankly, I think he should be shot for treason. That's just my opinion.
Well, yeah, and I have no differing opinion, and so this morning, before the broadcast, I typed in Fauci versus Mengele. Now, Dr. Mengele was an experimenter in the Third Reich, and he experimented on twins, and he did all kinds of awful, awful experiments, and I wanted to know what the internet thought about him versus Fauci. Now, if Fauci is convicted, tried and convicted, of releasing the Wuhan virus, the COVID-19, the China genocide, on the world, that would probably make him the number one mass murderer ever, wouldn't it?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too.
It couldn't happen to a better person.
You know, I was thinking over the weekend, and those exact Yeah, those exact words came to my mind. It couldn't happen to a better person. I thought, well, maybe a worse person, and then actually a more deserving person. So, Dr. Shealy, he has lied to the American people, he has lied to the world, and he is the most highly paid government official, if you want to use the word official, that we have in the United States. He makes more than Joe Biden does.
Well, I blame the government for him, including Trump, putting him number one, the so-called number one, in whatever category you want to put him, the number one devil, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Donald Trump did the same thing. You're absolutely right. And I guess these guys who are not scientists, Donald Trump is not a scientist, and he's not a medical doctor, and neither is Joe Biden. And I guess maybe they felt, well, what do we do? You know, this guy seems to know more than others, so we'll just keep him in charge. And yet, he's the guy funding this global genocide. So we have, I mentioned this last week, that Fauci makes $417,608 per year. The president makes $400,000, $17,000 less. Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, the one who releases all the lies, is compensated $180,000 a year. And the guy in the big chair, Joe Biden, makes $400,000 a year. So the three top liars in the country, the combined without perks, without the automobiles and, you know, the jets and all the rest of it, haul in $998,000, $1 million a year, roughly. And those are the three biggest liars I can think of. I mean, well, you know, in government. And you have other big liars like Bill Gates and the rest of them. Dr. Shealy, I lay awake at night thinking about all these awful things, and it's terrible. You know, you think about, we've been lied to about recycling. You know, when you go to Walmart, bring back your bag, bring back that plastic bag, and we'll recycle it. And those, we just gather them up and we send them off to Southeast Asia. And there they look at them and they go, we can't use this, we can't use this, we can use this one. And they kind of sort them and they burn the rest. And then there's this black cloud of plastic smoke. And then it's dumped in the ocean. So there's this big lie about recycling. There's this big lie about electric cars being the answer to pollution. And frankly, the answer seems to be none of those. It seems to be use less and be more efficient. That seems to be the answer. And stop this reckless waste. But we're poisoning ourselves, and I guess that ties to what you've been saying for years, at least 11 years that I know of, about why we need more vitamins, minerals, and supplements, because our body's being destroyed by what we breathe, what we drink, what we eat, and what lands on our skin. Yes?
Oh, by the way, there's been at least one report that says his wife, Fauci's wife, is a big wheel in the NIH, which I call the National Institutes of Health.
Well, doesn't that all make sense then? Because if she's a big wheel and he's funding money there, and the military, the Air Force, the Navy, and the Army, through the Pentagon, has funneled money, taxpayer money, through an intermediary to the Wuhan labs. This all makes sense. And it ties the National Institute of Health. It's all tied together. And why is it? Why is it that no one comes out and really tells everyone the truth? Because there are people that are dying by the second. The suffering is enormous. It's crippling. You know, just let's say you wanted to have your broken leg fixed. You know, something that you weren't anticipating. You know, falling down and breaking your leg and going to the hospital now is a big deal. Because they're tied up with the genocide. And they want to make sure that you absolutely are not going to infect them, bring in, you know, the the virus with you. This virus has changed everything. Everything we can think of. All the things that we used to do have been changed. And one of the things I wanted to ask you about is, I think that we've become more reckless, more careless, as, you know, in general, people. And I have a piece of anecdotal evidence about that. Have you read about Alec Baldwin and him shooting the cinematographer? Okay. And if you reflect back to when you were here at the farm and we were training on, you know, how to use a handgun, didn't we spend a lot of time on safety, you know, in the kitchen? And then before we went out to, you know, the shooting area, then we spent some more time on safety?
That's the number one thing.
And we always treated that handgun as loaded all the time. Whether it was loaded or not, it was considered loaded. And so they're now saying, well, it wasn't Alec Baldwin's fault. You know, he just had the gun in his hand. He just squeezed the trigger. He pointed it right at a person. All the things that you don't do, he did. Unless you're, you know, trying to kill someone. And that's what I mean by, I think we're getting more careless. That's just one example. It's a serious example. But it seems to me that we're becoming more careless in pretty much most things that the GDP are involved in, like packaging our boxes for shipping to us. You know, we buy them on the internet, and they're missing parts. They aren't packed properly. They go to the wrong address. I mean, just, it's never ending. It's mistake after mistake after mistake. And I don't remember that in my childhood. I don't remember as much mail being delivered to the wrong address as it is now.
I had one delivered to the wrong address at my place on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody I never heard of. And actually, even the post office, it didn't have my address. It had some other address, and they delivered somebody at some other number to my number. So the post office is getting careless, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I bought a box of nails, actually two boxes of nails. They probably weigh close to 50 pounds in total. And they were shipped by USPS, United States Postal Service. And this was, you know, within the last couple of weeks. And I bought them on eBay, and so they were shipped to me, to our home address, and they ended up in a different county. They ended up in a different town. They ended up on a different name street with a different number, address, and a different zip code. Nothing matched. And I got a confirmation from eBay saying it was delivered, like, you won the lottery. Your nails got delivered. And they didn't get delivered.
To the wrong place.
Yeah. So the post office certifies that it was delivered. It was not delivered to us. And then, so I'm asking one of our boys, have you seen these nails? No. Did you go pick them up? No. Huh. And I asked the other one, no. Asked Mrs. Finelli, no. I know I didn't get them. And I'm scratching my head like, they can't be a mistake. The post office doesn't make mistakes like this. This is all electronic. And what they did was they hired a substitute for the substitute. So the substitute, the regular gal, wasn't driving the mail vehicle. The substitute was on vacation as well. And so they hired anybody. And anybody just says, yeah, we delivered it. And it was over 23 miles away.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more. 800-985-1610.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shealy is with us, medical doctor. Dr. Shealy, when I was pretty young, back in the 1960s, actually 1963, I believe it was, I had a citizens band radio, and you had to get a license in order to operate the radio. Now it's, you know, just buy one and just start talking. But you had to get a license. And so I would work on my antenna and try to communicate with people farther and farther away. And I was able to reach this guy about 40, 50 miles away. And when you do that, you could ask them to send you what's called a QSL card. It's a postcard. And some of the CB operators back then had, you know, custom-made QSL cards. And what that would do is that would tell you that you reached another guy with his or her license number on it, and they'd send you a postcard. It's like traveling and collecting locations that you visited, except this was over the air. The reason I'm mentioning this is I got a QSL card in 1963, and the address said Vinny, and the town. Didn't have the state, didn't have a zip code, didn't have a last name, just Vinny and our little town. It was a rural town, and roughly 40, 50 miles away, and it got to me. Today, with all the automation that we have, we can't really get mail delivered accurately, and according to what I've learned that the USPS loses about 1 million pieces of mail a day in New York City. In New York City.
I wonder what percent that really is.
That I don't know. But so, and this actually ties to medicine. And I'm just wondering, as we get more toward shopping online, and more mistakes are being made, and more damage is being done to the packages and the inadequate packing of the materials, are you seeing in your world, in the medical world, delays in shipment, misaddressed, misdelivered, damaged products, and outages. Are you seeing any of those things?
Oh, yeah. No question about it. Mm-hmm. Mostly delays, but yeah.
So how do you think in an operating environment, you know, I'm talking about surgery at a hospital, do you think that the delays that we see are impacting hospitals as well? And shoot, you know, we need that part, that medicine, that suture, that whatever it is, that scalpel, that cleaning kit. Do you think that this is, these delays and outages have expanded into the medical surgery world as well?
Well, I suspect so. I can't, since I haven't been on an operating room in 50 years now, mm-hmm. I don't know. But when I consider how many times we have trouble getting B12 and stuff like that, even simple things here in the office, delays on, I would say, in the last 19 months or so, there's almost always something being delayed.
Mm-hmm. And these would be necessities?
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And most, if I'm not mistaken, most, if not all, hypodermic needles, the actual needles themselves, and the plastic tubes and the plunger the whole assembly come from China. And are they getting harder to find? You know, the IV kits plus hypodermic needles?
Yep, everything. And frankly, I mean, personally, I don't wish anything from China, but especially anything related to my health.
Mm-hmm. But aren't we in a jam where we don't make it? I mean,
well, but that's because of government stupidity and cohesion, or lack of cohesion, in my opinion. In other words, the government really, it wouldn't allow these companies to make things in China. They shouldn't be allowed to do it.
I know for a fact that in the 1960s, there were a large number of doctors who were using hypodermic needles, and they were made out of glass. The whole barrel was made out of glass. The plunger was ground to fit the barrel, if you will. And the needle itself was stainless steel, and it was reusable and sharpenable. And so the needles would be resharpened. The barrels and plungers would be put in a cleaning system like a ultrasonic cleaner or an autoclave, and they were reused over and over and over, probably tens of thousands of times. No longer the case, right? We'll be right back.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Sudan's civilian prime minister, Abdallah Hamdok, was put under house arrest, and several other ministers were also detained Monday in what appears to be a military coup in the northeastern African country. The arrests come a day after the Biden administration met with the head of the military faction of the Sudanese government and warned him against staging a coup. A La Nina weather pattern in the Pacific is bringing rain and several feet of snow to California. The National Weather Service in Sacramento issued numerous warnings on Sunday concerning the rainfall, flooding, and debris flows. James Michael Taylor, the actor best known for playing the reoccurring character Gunther on Friends, has died at the age of 59 from prostate cancer. He passed at his home in Los Angeles, California, with family. Tyler was first cast on the show as a background actor, but went on to become the reoccurring character with the most appearances. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As local authorities say the border wall would make the United States safer against threats from Mexico, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton told Newsmax on Friday he's discouraged the Biden administration continues to block the border wall.
So he has a duty under the Constitution to execute the laws, including an appropriation directly made by guys like Pat Fallon for the border wall over the last 2 years. That money is not being used in the correct way. We're still paying contractors, but they're being ordered not to fix the wall. And I just met with Border Patrol today, just in El Paso. They need a few things fixed, and they'll be safer, will be safer, and yet the Biden administration refuses to follow what Congress directed him to do.
Mr. Paxton says he's very hopeful the United States Supreme Court will recognize his state's authority to protect life and get people the opportunity to have their grievances addressed in any court they want. Supreme Court justices on Friday refused to block the heartbeat law in Texas, but said it will decide whether the federal government has the right to sue over the directive.
Look, I'm hopeful that they'll allow our state to control this. The Supreme Court has tried since 1972 to legislate whether babies can live or die. It's been a disaster. The law continues to change. Nobody ever knows what it really is going to be, because every time we get a new justice, we have a new law. That's not the way this is supposed to work. They need to let Texas govern Texas. If Massachusetts wants a different law, they should be able to have their laws.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norm Shuley is with us, medical doctor. Dr. Shuley, I was just looking through some things that I've bought over the years and some things that have been handed down from grandparents, I think. And I'm looking at a needle kit. And this is glass syringe. It looks like it's got at the end cap, it's not glass. It's made with what looks like sterling silver. And then the hypodermic needles themselves look like, some of them say GCLD, almost like G-O-L-D, but GCLD. I guess it's like a gold plating or gold filled. And then some BD and Yale hypodermic needles. So I have in my hands what I was talking about that was used back in the 60s. Now, these are obviously from before the 60s. I'm thinking these are from the 20s or 30s, maybe the 40s. Did you use gold hypodermic needles?
Never seen one that I know of.
Huh.
I think I remembered it.
Yeah, I'll take a picture and email it to you, sometime today if you'd like it. I'd never seen one before, and I was shocked as I opened this kit. And I think this was passed down through the family. I don't know why I have it, but there's short needles and longer needles but do you in your practice, did you ever use reusable, cleanable glass hypodermic needles or syringes?
No, personally not.
Okay, so that was before you started practicing that they. Okay, because I remember going to the doctor and getting an injection that was with a glass syringe. A non-disposable, a reusable one. Okay. And I remember something about, hearing a nurse saying, yeah, well, those are all sharpened, meaning the needles have just been sharpened, ready for, so they won't hurt so much, I guess. I was thinking about television last night. I woke up in the middle of the night, and I was thinking about the media and how we have been addicted to the media. And I was thinking about television came out. It didn't start really taking hold until the early 1950s. And so the programming got, just channels, and now it's like thousands of channels, I guess, or at least, probably in the thousands of channels if you add up all the internet channels of television and nonstop television. And I listened to some of the material from a distance. So not watching television, just listening from about, 40 feet away. Blood-curdling screams, the tense music, the build-up to the stabbing and the screaming and the gunshots and all of this violence. And I'm wondering if our addiction to the blue screen has altered our thought processes, our creativity, our desire to do the right thing when we see nonstop murder and mayhem and explosions and violence. And yet we're addicted to it. We're addicted to going to checking our email, checking the news, checking our smartphones, checking what people refer to as my Facebook. They refer to their presence on Facebook as my Facebook. Dr. Schley, any comments on how that might have changed us?
Well, interestingly, of course, this all came into being while I was in medical school, and therefore I was not at home, and I did not become addicted. In fact, we didn't own a television set until December of 1967. My sister felt sorry for my kids not having a TV set, and she gave us one for Christmas. and so I've never been addicted to it and never have, really liked it, to say the least. I guess the only thing I ever liked is certain movies or specific shows that aren't the general stuff of media, but I haven't even turned it on in over 4 years, and probably never will again.
And I was thinking about that. I thought, since television came out, and for most people, the early adopters in the 1940s, but most people didn't really jump on it because it was so expensive. And in the 50s, it started to grab more hold. And then, of course, the 60s, it really started taking off. And most people had a television. But now it's not the case. Now, it's most households have one television screen in each of the children's bedrooms. And then there's probably one in, like, the living room or the den. And then there are even television screens. So you won't have to miss anything while you're opening the refrigerator. There are television screens built into the refrigerator door. Seriously. And so we have become a society that needs nonstop, or appears to be addicted to nonstop blue screens. And I remember talking many years ago to a gal I thought was really pretty, really, really sharp. And I was talking to her on the phone, and I heard the television going on in the background. And I said, And like, am I interrupting something? Or, you know, you in the middle of something? She said, no, I just have the TV on for background noise. I like to have the background noise. And I was thinking, I like to have quiet in the background rather than.
I do too.
You know, when we're working on a vehicle, for example, we're under a vehicle here at the farmhouse. We're not chit-chatting, and because, you know, if you lose concentration, you can slip and hurt yourself or break something, you know, and neither one of those things is good. And do you think that doctors are paying attention, and or are they, you know, chit-chatting about who's got, you know, I don't know, the best hamburgers, you know, when they're in surgery, or are they actually paying attention?
Well, again, you know, I never got into it enough to be aware. I didn't even know hardly what a TV show was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and back in the 1960s, I can tell you for a fact that there would be a TV series, and it would come on once a week, and you would wait all week for that episode. You'd wait all week. It's not the case anymore. Now, you just have to wait the 3 seconds for your TV to power up, and then you can go to Netflix and you can stream whatever you want. And we used to own things. We used to own, like, if you liked music, you would buy the record, the album, and you would own it. It's yours. And you'd play it on your long-lasting phonograph or stereo system or record player. Now, you don't own it. You kind of have it delivered to your device, and then if that device breaks, then you lose it all. I mean, we've lost a lot of the concepts and a lot of the values that I think were important when I was young, like ownership and durability. And I don't see that anymore. There's no durability in a disposable hypodermic needle. There's no
durability. Of course, I grew up with records, mm-hmm. and eventually got into CDs. I have well over 100 CDs of my favorite music, but there's no CD players anymore.
Right, and we were convinced into thinking that if you had this, you know, the CD compact disc, you'd have it forever, and that's not the case. And they don't last forever. Sometimes the coating on them starts to craze, and they don't work anymore. So then, what do? You put your same thing happened with VHS tapes. You know, we have VHS tapes of things that were recorded, and you can't buy a new VHS player or recorder anymore. They don't make them. So I ended up buying a device that will convert VHS tapes to DVDs. So then, eventually, I'll have to get something that will convert DVDs to whatever the new thing is. But that's, you know, they've done this to us. They've over and over with the 8-track tapes for cars. Then they were replaced by cassettes. Then they were replaced by CDs. And then now we don't know what a CD is anymore. You're absolutely right. So I was thinking about these tan-colored shower or bath towels that we have. They used to be white, and we've talked about this in the past. So the two types of soap that we use here at our farm they're made by Dial. One of them is yellow, and one of them is white. The white one comes in a blue package, and the yellow one comes in a yellow package. And I've noticed over the years that the bath towels, when I switch from the white to the yellow to the white to the yellow, is when the bar is consumed, I switch to the other color. And I've noticed that with the yellow bar, the towels turn brown. Now, it's not like I'm doing different things and, you know, I've bathed myself in brown mud and I don't get it all off and it, you know, wipes on the towel. What I'm saying is the yellow dye in the yellow Dial soap transfers to my skin, and even though I try to rinse off in a high-pressure shower, It doesn't all come off, but a lot of it transfers to the towel, and the towel turns tan-colored where I, you know, dry myself. So the edges of the towel are white because it's a white towel, but the rest of the towel that has been used to dry me turns kind of a tan color. Kathy in Ohio has found the same thing. So the question is a long-about way of asking this question. Dr. Shirley, are we poisoning ourselves in the shower or in the bathtub with colored soap?
That's an interesting question. Interestingly, I tend to buy herbal soaps, and most of them aren't colored at all. It's sort of off-white.
Yeah, and soap, as I remember it, soap is like animal fat and wood ash lye. And so the lye and the animal fat acts as a dirt loosening material. So it's like it loosens the surface tension. So the dirt is released with the, you know, the lubricant, if you will, and the soap. And then the lye, I guess, is the cleansing agent. So that's what soap is. But these things that we are using now really are not soap. I'm talking about commercially manufactured bars. It's a chemical composition. It's really not necessarily soap, although we call it soap. So I'm wondering, are we, you know, the colors that are in these multicolored soaps, the pink, the blues, and, you know, the yellows, are they're definitely staying on the skin. There's no question about that. Are we killing ourselves through poisoning through the skin? Or are we damaging ourselves? Or are there compounds in the soap that cause us to have maladies of different kinds? That was a question, you know, compared to Octagon soap, which is fat and lye, or those other.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now, so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. Dr. Shealy, there's this belief that even in medicine right now that the Amazon, I don't know what you'd call it, the Amazon effect, meaning you buy it on Amazon and you get it in a couple days because shipping is, you know, typically 2 days, that effect is causing people to be hyper, I'm not even sure what the word is. They're demanding immediacy. They want to have whatever it is immediately. They're not willing to wait anymore because they don't have to wait with Amazon. And, there are now drones delivering, you know, small packages so you can order your pizza and have it delivered via drone. I mean, this is nuts. But whatever happened to cooking at home? But are you seeing a trend toward impatience?
Oh, yes.
In your world?
Absolutely. And, you know, people want instant gratification, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, good luck.
You know, and I was thinking about this last night as well. I mean, I don't think I slept all that well thinking about these things. I go in and out of these, you know, revelations, if you will. And I was thinking about mothers and their children and dads and their children. And so typically, I'm thinking in the 50s, 1950s, that before going to school, you know, being before school age, let's say 5 years old and younger, that the little girls and even the little boys would be at home with mom, and mom would bake bread, or cook a meal, and the youngster would be right next to mom helping and learning. And I'm thinking that, does that really happen anymore? Does mom cook anymore? Or do they buy it, open the box, or pour out the bag and put it in the microwave? You know, and dinner is a microwave portion. I won't even call it a meal. A portion of food that comes in a plastic tray that is allegedly microwavable. I'm thinking like macaroni and cheese. Comes out of a box, it's pre-cooked, it comes in a tub, you put the tub in the microwave oven, you hit whatever the time you're supposed to cook it for, and then it comes out and it's all done, and you have a perfectly made portion of macaroni and cheese. But the child only learns that when you open this box, you push 300 start, and that's it. So how do you think this is affecting us, Dr. Shealy, in the long run, our ability to be creative?
Well, I don't know, because as you undoubtedly know, I would rather cook for 30 people than eat out. And I don't mind cooking at all. I've never not cooked. And, I don't like to go out to eat.
Mm-hmm. And it's really interesting in our house that, the boys, there's no roster, there's no duty sheet that says, okay, Monday, one of the boys cooks, Tuesday, Mrs. Finelli cooks, Wednesday, the other boy cooks, Thursday's my turn. There's nothing like that. What will happen is one of us will just step up and start cooking. And we'll have a traditional kind of a meal. And that's kind of the way it is. But that's because our children learned how to cook. And I think we need to go back to that. And I was thinking also about the public school system. When I taught public school, high school in the Commonwealth of Virginia, the high school had, it was a big brick building with traditional classrooms. But in the front yard of the school property, there was a house. There was a brick house with a roof, front door, and a side door, lawn. And inside there, that was for home economics. And the students that, and mostly girls, that went into that class learned how to cook, iron, there's a washing machine, a dryer, an ironing board, stove, vacuum cleaner, curtains. They learned how to... kitchen table. They learned how to cook and clean, and they learned how to maintain a checking account. They learned about borrowing money from the bank and interest. They learned all the things that it takes to run a household in that building. And I think that's something that we need to get back to. Because do children know how to cook and clean apply for a loan, and do they understand what interest means? Do they understand how to maintain a checking account? And do they know the most important thing, I guess, would be sanitation and not kill the family, while you're cooking dinner? If you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Dr. Shealy, medical doctor. Dr. Shealy, can you tell us what's new when we come back from this top of the hour break? What's new with Dr. Shealy?
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.